Good morning, Jerome. Welcome to our broadcast here, and I will now give you the floor.
Good morning, Kathleen. So you want me to talk about my life, and basically I would presume it relates to the teachings of the Masters, among other things. But I started out in California, in San Gabriel, California, and I was the fourth of four boys in a family. And I appreciate it because when I was 4 years old, we moved away from San Gabriel all the way to Boise, Idaho. And growing up in Boise was much easier, I think, than growing up in a big city like L.A. My father took a job from Los Angeles to sell vitamins to chiropractors on the road. He was a traveling salesman, but he also was a lay minister in the Methodist Church. So somewhere in this process, we choose our family, and our family is probably related to us from before or two. So his whole territory included all of Idaho, Montana, Eastern Oregon, Eastern Washington. And it was nice to go, as I was growing up, to go traveling with him and spend a lot of time that way with him. Growing up was an interesting one with four boys and also with a father that was away a good part of the time. I remember one of the greatest things in my life. I found some old family pictures one time that showed all our family. And you know, when I was about 2 or 3 years old, there was a big smile on my face just as a child. And I think God's joy marked those days and the present moment also, because joy radiates from the heart with the love of God. Anyway, yes, we grew up in Boise, and then the next move we did was to Helena, Montana. And when it was Helena, I was 14 years old. And then my oldest brother was skydiving, and his chute didn't open when he was skydiving. He ended up, again, passing over. And several years later, I had a vision of him picking himself up off the ground and going on in life. I appreciate my whole life has kind of unfolded in different ways, and one of them had to do with visions. So the next part of it was we moved to Marysville, Montana, where my dad started to get a home for boys started. He was trying to copy kind of after Father Flanagan's home for boys in Nebraska. We put quite a few years in Marysville, Montana, which was a little ghost town 25 miles northwest of Helena on the Continental Divide. And the next thing happened, he found a place up in northern Idaho, up on Hayden Lake, Idaho, which was called the Clark House and had 14 bedrooms for a mansion. And we moved there to keep on with this. And then he found out he had cancer. So he wanted to be with his own family a little bit. So we moved to Louisiana for my last year in high school. All of these things, you know, it's interesting to relate some of the things that happen in our lives and some of the things that bring us closer as it be to God and family. And I think my father coming down with cancer was an interesting one because it also ended with him passing over. And the last thing he did was to lift his arm up and point up, and then he left his physical body behind. And I've had several visions again with my father since he passed over, and one of them had to do with cleaning house, and he was standing next to me and drying the dishes as I washed them, and you know, I looked over at him, and the next thing I could do was give him a big hug, and then that was the end of the vision. You know, God works with us in many different ways, and we each come with a divine plan. And to fulfill our divine plan is an interesting one also. My divine plan relates to yoga and the teaching of yoga. So I keep working at it. But there's other things that come along. I really love photography and bringing out something that edifies, or where you put God first in your photography. So right at the moment, I do a lot of photographing of nature pictures and flowers and a few people here and there. And I really enjoy, as it be, the thing of bringing forth something of, you know, that's beautiful and is loving to look at. So in this whole process also, I came across the teachings of the Ascended Masters when I was in Boise, Idaho, after I'd moved back there for a little while. And coming across the teachings of the Masters was like coming back into where we were supposed to be as a being. My life, I would say that that change was going through many different changes, especially on a spiritual level. And the experiences I had were transcendent compared to everyday living, I guess. And in Boise, again, I was teaching yoga and also related to a lot of different people, different folks. Always dressed in white at that time. I appreciated that, too. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Jerome. Yes. Well, first of all, we were talking before we started recording, and I know that you're Jerome. Could you introduce yourself and exactly when you were born and a few of those very details?
My name is Jerome Tweedy, and I live in a place called Immigrant, Montana, which is a little blinking light town on the road or the highway. And I appreciate living kind of in the country and out where not too many people live. As opposed to living in a big city.
And how old were you? You said you found the teachings in Boise. How old were you, and how long have you been a student of the Masters in this lifetime?
Well, in Boise, I was about 26 years old, 27 years old. Since then, I've followed the teachings of the Masters, and the Masters, I've had, you know, inner experiences with certain Masters, which really were transcended to me, too. I appreciate the teachings of the Ascended Masters and the Great White Brotherhood as the path, you know, to walk as the path I'm on. Because, for one, again, when we look at the Master Jesus and him as setting an example for all of us to follow, it's like following the path that he set or seeing that path in everything he did. So I appreciate the Master in that greater sense because he laid down what mankind was supposed to do. That was his mission in life, to do that, to show forth as it be the initiations in the path. Again, we come into the Master Saint Germain, which was first in Jesus' embodiment, was his father, and then he had other embodiments that affected all of us too in many different ways. His other embodiments include Christopher Columbus and Count Saint Germain before he took his ascension. And another part of that was that back in those days, they had to balance 100% of their karma before they could ascend. There was another part on the earth that everyone who made their ascension, there had to be at least one every year. So interesting to see how many masters have ascended, and some of them are named and are friends, and some of them are people we knew in life, even before. So I've seen several people in this embodiment take their ascension. Not a physical one, but the one where they stepped through the veil beyond passing from their physical body. So ascension is a goal of life. And it was really emphasized by Archangel Gabriel that we make our ascension, and that we follow, again, the path that takes us to the ascension. The teachings of the Ascended Masters in my life are a part of my everyday movement. I call upon Archangel Michael a lot. I appreciate the archangels and all the angelic hosts. I appreciate all the elemental kingdoms also. And I'd like to pour forth love to the elementals and to the archangels and to the masters. It's an interesting line of learning to expand love through your heart to include all of life, to include all of God and all of God's creation. I also believe that we could become harmonious enough with one another that there would be an end to war upon this planetary body. It again relates to each and every part of each and every man and woman and child upon this planetary body.
Well, thank you, Jerome. Thank you very much for that. And with the 1 minute we have left, is there anything special you would like to say about the Heart Center?
Sure, again, I found it when it first began, and I appreciate David Lewis, who is the one who is the messenger for the Heart Center. And as a messenger, again, he brings forth the teachings of the masters and the teachings of great cosmic beings. I love David. I love each and every person in the Heart Center, and I appreciate them as they walk their path of life.
Well, thank you, Jerome. Thank you very much. It was lovely to have you here with us and giving your story. And God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you also forever and ever and ever. Thank you, Kathleen.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.